Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pratyane Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Hastucha Dejatayane Sri Chitanmano Vishtam Slapitam Yena Bhutale Swam Rupadam Ayam Dadati Swam Padantikam Panchakalpa Tarubhyas Chakrita Sinubhyena Chak Paditanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadha Sri Vasari Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Rishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye. So this, as Pātha Sāryati Prabhu has explained very nicely, very auspicious occasion. Śrīla Prabhupāda's family expanding very nicely. So, amongst the devotees who are being initiated today are a number who are receiving second initiation, or Brahman initiation. We see also that amongst those devotees receiving second initiation are a number who are living outside the temple. So this is very nice. Of course, in one sense, we don't necessarily make great discrimination between those living in the temple and those living outside. Actually, it's simply a matter of sincerity in Krishna consciousness. But still, those who are living in the temple, they have some advantage. All facility is there. The deities are there. So much association with devotees. So some advantage is there. Whereas for those who are living outside, living at home, maintaining their families with some occupational duties. So some extra obstacles may be there. So it's very nice that we see that a number of devotees who are living outside of this temple of Shishi Radharadana, that they are progressing nicely in their spiritual life. And their progress in devotional service is being recognized today and acknowledged in front of the deities and all of the devotees and Srila Prabhupada. In that they are being given second initiation. Sometimes some discussion arises which is more important, first initiation or second initiation. There are certain technical points involved, but there's one very clear reason why we can understand that second initiation may be considered more important than first initiation. That is, simply that a person who is to receive second initiation, they have to have made more advancement after having already received first initiation. Qualification for first initiation, some qualification must be there, but for second initiation there's no doubt. It must be very clear that this devotee has definitely made some nice progress and become very firmly situated in devotional service and be displaying some of the fruits of that advancement in devotional service. So to receive second initiation, certainly someone must have made more advancement. They must have made more progress in Krishna consciousness than is required for another devotee to receive first initiation. In Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna explains the qualities of the Brahmins. Samodamas tapaksocham, shantir ajavam evacha, jnanam vijnanam astikyam, brahma karma swabhavacham. Peacefulness, self-control, austerity, purity, tolerance, honesty, wisdom, knowledge, and religiousness. These are the qualities by which the Brahmins work. This is the explanation of Lord Krishna in Bhagavad Gita. When a person comes to Krishna consciousness from material life, then naturally so many inebrieties are there, so many bad habits, so much conditioning from so many lifetimes in material existence. One takes to Krishna consciousness, one receives first initiation after some time, having proved oneself to some extent. And under the direction of the spiritual master, in the association of devotees, one continues serving Lord Krishna, serving the spiritual master very diligently, and naturally some results come. Some results within the person of the devotee. And Lord Krishna is explaining here in that verse from the 18th chapter of Bhagavad Gita some of the particularly important qualities which, if a person is to be accepted as a Brahman, or in our context here, to be given second initiation, they must display these. At least we must see that to some extent these qualities are coming nicely. So, these qualities, seeing we are coming from material existence, these qualities can only develop in a meaningful way if the devotee makes spiritual advancement. If the devotee applies himself or herself to executing devotional service seriously, through serious practice of Krishna consciousness, the heart becomes cleansed, and naturally, all the good qualities of the demigods and more will manifest naturally in the character of such a sincere devotee. So, therefore, for one to be given second initiation, this is quite an important matter, very important matter. Those who are receiving second initiation, they must appreciate that I have a significant responsibility, very significant responsibility. By the mercy of my spiritual master, some progress has been there, so I'm now being awarded second initiation. So I have to apply myself very seriously in practicing devotional service, dealing amongst devotees properly, upholding all the principles which are inherently there in Krishna consciousness, and to become a prime example of what is the result of Krishna consciousness. Of these nine qualities mentioned by Lord Krishna in Bhagavad Gita, some are more important than others. The Vedas explain the essential quality of a Brahman. Brahma janatiti brahmana. The essential quality for a Brahman is that they must know Brahman. In fact, this is how the word is existing, Brahmana. One who knows Brahman. Knowing Brahman means Brahman, Paramatma, Bhagavan, the three features of the Absolute Truth. And particularly, Bhagavan or Parabrahman, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and one's position as his humble servant. So, the main quality which is to be looked for those who are to be accepted as Brahmins or given second initiation, is their wholehearted devotion, dedication to the service of the lotus feet of Shishi, Radha and Krishna. This is the essential principle. From that principle, all other qualities will manifest in due course. along with receiving, or part and parcel of receiving second initiation, is that the devotees are given Gayatri mantras, which they chant silently 3 times a day. These mantras are only disclosed to those who are given this second initiation. These mantras are given at this time of second initiation to be chanted silently within the mind, because until one has made some progress in devotional service, one's mind will not be clear enough that one will be able to chant these mantras properly and without offenses, because there are also the consideration of offenses there with Gayatri mantras. So the devotees in our Krishna consciousness movement, we don't encourage silent meditation except in the case of those who have been given second initiation. They chant these Gayatri mantras. First of all, everyone chants Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And as one applies oneself seriously to chanting this Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, one makes this progress. And part of that is that the mind becomes controlled. Sama, peacefulness. The devotee's mind becomes somewhat peaceful. Then at the time of second initiation, having made this some nice progress, then the devotee can receive these Gayatri mantras and chant them properly within the mind, with proper care and attention, and without offenses. These Gayatri mantras are very wonderful mantras, very potent transcendental mantras, and combined with the ongoing practice of chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, they assist the devotee, second initiated devotee, they assist the devotee in making further progress, increasing the rate of progress in devotional service. So these devotees who are receiving second initiation, quite a number, are here. We can all meditate, and particularly they can meditate and consider how significant the occasion is. Great responsibility is there. By good fortune, one is getting opportunity for further advancement. One has to take that responsibility very seriously. And if one does that, then one can advance very nicely and make progress towards the goal of life. So we're all very fortunate. The devotees are accepting, taking their vows today, making absolute commitments. Absolute commitments to practice Krishna consciousness with no deviation up until the time of initiation. Not so much may be expected of a person, a devotee. But once a devotee is initiated, and particularly second initiated, then there's no doubt, absolute dedication, absolute commitment is expected. So here we are, the devotees are taking their vows in the presence of all the other devotees, in the presence of Srila Prabhupada, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta, Srila Gaurakishore Das Babaji Maharaj, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Srila Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj, the 6 Goswamis of Vrindavan, the Panchatattva, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and of course, Sri Sri Radharadhanath themselves. And it's our good fortune, particularly the good fortune of the initiates, that on this auspicious day of Sri Radhastami, Srimati Radharani has been so kind that she is giving us the darshan of her lotus feet. We are at this moment bathing in the transcendental effulgence emanating from her lotus toenails. So what an auspicious time for such an auspicious and important occasion as this. So particularly I'm discussing Brahman initiation. And I would request those, all those devotees taking second initiation, please be very mindful of the significance of what we are undergoing right at this moment. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Shishi Radharadana ki jai. First of all, Bhakta Mani is serving in Cape Town, assisting our Cape Town temple very nicely. So Bhakta Mani, please tell us what vows you are taking today. Those are the negative restrictions, and on the positive side, yes, we'll also ask you to vow, please, never to leave Srila Prabhupada's ISKCON. Yes, this is very important. Remain at the lotus feet of Srila Prabhupada in his institution. So, Bhakta Mani, these are your beads. And your name now is Govardhan Das. I don't think there's a need to explain the name. Servant of Govardhan Hill, who is not different from Krishna. Bhakta Ravesh. Bhakta Ravesh is also serving in our Cape Town Center. Please tell us what are the vows that you are taking today. Yes, and on the positive side, we'd also like you also to take that vow to always remain within Srila Prabhupada's ISKCON movement. Very good. So, Bhakta Ravish, your beads. Your name now is Rasika Shekhar Das. Rasika Shekhar is the name of Lord Krishna. It means Lord Krishna, who is the king of all the enjoyers of transcendental mellows. And you are his servant. Hare Krishna. Thank you.
Hare Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Radha Radha Natha Radha Radha Natha Radha. Jaya Radha Radha Natha Radha Radha Natha Radha. Jaya Radha Jaya Radha Jaya Radha Jaya Radha. Jaya Radha Jaya Radha Jaya Radha Jaya Radha. Jaya Radha Jaya Radha Jaya Radha Jaya Radha. Prabhupada, 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 Prabhupada. Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Prabhupada. Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Prabhupada. Shamishnapad, Paramahani, Sutra, Raj, Kachara, Sutta, Sutta, Shishamad, Stavangres, Asi Bhaktivedanta Swami, Shri Prabhupada, Ki, Iskand Swami, Kachara, Shri Prabhupada, Ki. Om Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Today is the appearance day of Srimati Radharani. So, we're going to read one verse from the Vedic literature. It's from the Brihad Gautamiya Tantra. Brihad Gautamiya Tantra. It's quoted in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adilila, chapter 4, verse 83. So I'll read this verse and a few other verses which follow on after this verse in Chaitanya Charitamrita, glorifying Srimati Radharani. Then, as a purport, these verses don't really have purport so much, but as a purport, I'm going to read something from Srila Prabhupada, from one of his books entitled Elevation to Krishna Consciousness, the fifth chapter of Elevation to Krishna Consciousness, which is very nicely glorifying Srimati Radharani and explaining the process of approaching Lord Krishna by the mercy of Srimati Radharani and of approaching Srimati Radharani. And we'll say a few words about these things. Then I'll read a few other prayers to Srimati Radharani. One part of one prayer by Prabodhananda Saraswati, very beautiful prayer to Srimati Radharani, and one prayer by Srila Rupa Goswami. And then whenever we finish, whenever that may be, we'll have Guru Puja to Srila Prabhupada. So Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adilila, chapter 4, verse 83. Devi, Krishna Mayi, Prakta, Radhika, Para, Devata, Sarva, Lakshmi Mayi, Sarva, Kanti, Sanmohini, Para, Devi Krishna Mayi Prokta, Radhika Paradevata, Sarva Lakshmi Mayi Sarva, Kanti Sanmohini Para, Devi Krishna Mayi Prokta, Radhika Paradevata, Sarva Lakshmi Mayi Sarva, Kanti Sanmohini Para, Devi Krishna Mayi Prokta, Radhika Paradevata, Sarva Lakshmi Mayi Sarva, Kanti Sanmohini Para. Shines brilliantly. Krishna Mayi, non-different from Lord Krishna. Prokta, called. Radhika, Srimati Radharani. Paradevata, most worshipable. Sarva Lakshmi Mayi, presiding over all the goddesses of fortune. Sarva Kanti, in whom all splendor exists. Sanmohini, whose character completely bewilders Lord Krishna. Para, the superior energy. Translation. The transcendental goddess, Srimati Radharani,
is the direct counterpart of Lord Sri Krishna. She is the central figure for all the goddesses of fortune. She possesses all the attractiveness to attract the all-attractive personality of Godhead. She is the primeval internal potency of the Lord. We can do it responsibly. The transcendental goddess Srimati Radharani is the direct counterpart of Lord Sri Krishna. She is the central figure for all the goddesses of fortune. She possesses all the attractiveness to attract the all-attractive personality of Godhead. She is the primeval internal potency of the Lord. This is from Brihad Gautamiya Tantra. So I'll read a few more verses here. Devi means resplendent and most beautiful, or else it means the lovely abode of the worship and love sports of Lord Krishna. Krishna Mayi means one who's within and without our Lord Krishna. She sees Lord Krishna wherever she casts her glance, or she is identical with Lord Krishna, for she embodies the mellows of love. The energy of Lord Krishna is identical with him. Her worship, Aradhana, consists of fulfilling the desires of Lord Krishna. Therefore, the Puranas call her Radhika. Therefore, Radha is Parama Devata, the supreme goddess, and she is worshipable for everyone. She is the protectress of all, and she is the mother of the entire universe. I have already explained the meaning of Sarva Lakshmi. Radha is the original source of all the goddesses of fortune. Or, Sarva Lakshmi indicates that she fully represents the six opulences of Krishna. Therefore, she is the supreme energy of Lord Krishna. The word Sarvakanti indicates that all beauty and luster rest in her body. All the Lakshmis derive their beauty from her. Kanti may also mean all the desires of Lord Krishna. All the desires of Lord Krishna rest in Srimati Radharani. Srimati Radhika fulfills all the desires of Lord Krishna. This is the meaning of Sarvakanti. Lord Krishna enchants the world, but Sri Radha enchants even him. Therefore, she is the supreme goddess of all. Sri Radha is the full power, and Lord Krishna is the possessor of full power. The two are not different, as evidenced by the revealed scriptures. They are indeed the same, just as musk and its scent are inseparable, or as fire and its heat are non-different. Thus, Radha and Lord Krishna are one, yet they have taken two forms to enjoy the mellows of pastimes. Now, devotees, can we please keep the noise level down? Possibly, if possible, to nil. That would be very nice. And everyone try and concentrate. So having read these verses presented in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita by Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, as translated by Srila Prabhupada, I'll now read from Elevation to Krishna Consciousness, Chapter 5, by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada says, "We are Krishna's parts and parcels, and have been created to give pleasure to Krishna. The chief pleasure potency is Radharani, And so, Radha Krishna are always together. Whereas the material energy is conducted by the external potency, Maya, the spiritual world is conducted by the internal potency, Radharani. We often pray to Radharani because she is the pleasure potency of Krishna. The very word Krishna means all attractive. But Radharani is so great that she attracts Krishna. If Krishna is always attractive to everyone, and Radharani is attractive to Krishna, how can we imagine the position of Srimati Radharani? We should try humbly to understand and offer her our obeisances, saying, O Radharani, you are so dear to Krishna. You are the daughter of King Vrishabhanu, and you are Krishna's beloved. We offer our respectful obeisances unto you. Radharani is very dear to Krishna, and if we approach Krishna through the mercy of Radharani, we can easily attain him. If Radharani recommends a devotee, Krishna immediately accepts him, however foolish he may be. Consequently, in Vrindavan, we find that devotees chant Radharani's name more often than Krishna's. Wherever we go in Vrindavan, we will find devotees calling, Jai Radhe. We should be more interested in worshipping Radharani. For however fallen we may be, if, somehow or other, we can please her, we can very easily understand Krishna. If we try to understand Krishna by the speculative process, we'll have to spend many lifetimes of speculation. But if we take to devotional service and just try to please Radharani, then Krishna can be very easily realized. Radharani is such a great devotee that she can deliver Krishna. Even Krishna cannot understand Radharani's qualities. He fails to understand her because she is so great. In order to understand Radharani, Krishna actually accepted her position. Krishna thought, although I am full and complete in every respect, I still don't understand Radharani. Why is that? This obliged Krishna to accept the propensities of Radharani, and this accounts for his manifestation as Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna himself, but he is Krishna accepting the propensities of Radharani. Radharani is always feeling separation from Krishna, and similarly, in the position of Radharani, Lord Chaitanya was always feeling that separation. Furthermore, those who follow the teachings of Lord Chaitanya should experience and relish the feelings of separation, not of meeting. The Goswamis, disciples of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the most perfect and highly elevated beings, never said, I have seen Krishna. Instead, they constantly cried, where is Radharani? Where are Lalita and Vishakha and the other damsels of Vrindavan? In their mature stage of love of Godhead, when they were living in Vrindavan, the Goswamis would always cry, Radharani, where are you? Where are your associates? Where are you, O son of Nanda Maharaj? Where are you all? In this way, they were searching after Krishna, and they never at any time said, last night I saw Krishna dancing with the gopis. Such claims are not made by a mature devotee, but by one who takes things very cheaply. Some people think that Radha and Krishna are so cheap that they may be seen every night, but this is not the teaching of the Goswamis, who were always searching after Krishna, crying, "Where are you? Where are you, Radharani? Where are you, Krishna? Are you there by Govardhan Hill? Are you on the bank of the Yamuna?" In this way, throughout the whole tract of Vrindavan, the Goswamis were crying and searching after Radha and Krishna like madmen. We have to follow in the footprints of the Goswamis and search out Radha and Krishna in this way. Vrindavan is in our hearts, and we must search for them there. This is the process recommended by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the process of worship in separation. Feeling separation from Krishna, Lord Chaitanya would throw himself into the sea. Sometimes he would leave his room in the dead of night and disappear. No one would know where he had gone, but all the while he was searching after Krishna. Thus, it is not that we are to enjoy the loving exchanges between Krishna and Radha like spectators at some sports show. We must feel separation from them. The more we... Devi Krishna Mayi Prokta Radhika Paradevata Sarva Lakshmi Mayi Sarva Kanti Sanmohini Para. The transcendental goddess Srimati Radharani is the direct counterpart of Lord Sri Krishna. She is the central figure for all the goddesses of fortune. She possesses all the attractiveness to attract the all-attractive personality of Godhead. She is the primeval internal potency of the Lord. Amagyana tamarandasya gyananjana shalakaya chakshunilatam yena tasmai Sri Gurave namaha Sri Chaitanya manobhishtam stapitam yena bhutale swayam rupakadamayam dadati swaparantikam panchakalpatarubhyascha kripasindubhya evacha paditanam bhavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha, Shri Vasati Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi, Radhe Vrindavaneshwari, Rishabhanu Sute Devi, Pranamami, Hari Priye. Could you just come to us if the general is, if Radharani's feet are going to be shown, and then tell them? Okay. So, this is a very wonderful verse, quoted by Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, and very nice purport, so to speak. Not exactly the direct purport, but still, Srila Prabhupada very nicely presenting very wonderful understanding of the position of Srimati Radharani and our positions in relationship with her. So our position should be that we should place ourselves, try, not so easy, but we should try to place ourselves at her lotus feet or in the dust of her lotus feet. Today being her appearance day, it gives us very special opportunity to do just that. Every day the possibility is there, but on her appearance day, she is particularly merciful. Even to ourselves, what is our qualification? If we were asked, what is your qualification that you may get the dust or get the touch of the lotus feet of Srimati Radharani, what could we say? We couldn't say anything really. We have no qualification in that regard. If perhaps some trace of qualification is there, It's only through the mercy of Guru and Gauranga. Only through their mercy. So today Srimati Radharani is particularly merciful. We should understand that very clearly and meditate on that constantly throughout the day. It should be our constant remembrance today. Srimati Radharani, as Srila Prabhupada says here, that we should try humbly to understand the position of Srimati Radharani and offer her our obeisances, saying, Radharani, you are so dear to Krishna. You are the daughter of King Vrishabhanu, and you are Krishna's beloved. We offer our respectful obeisances unto you. So today, we should make some particular effort to pray like this to Srimati Radharani. If we can, and we should make every endeavor to, despite our lack of qualification, despite the presence of many disqualifications, anathas within our hearts, we should try to remember Srimati Radharani all day, today, and every day, but particularly today. And today Srimati Radharani is going to be very merciful to us. She's going to be especially merciful. Anyone know in what way? At least he's enthusiastic. Yes. Oh. Can you get my yonder? Oh, yes. Lakshminath knows. Today, Srimati Radharani is going to show all of us her most wonderful, transcendental, jewel-like lotus feet. And we may not today be able to go on the altar. Of course, if we can, then we should, but then we can actually touch her lotus feet directly. But if we can't do that, then at least we must, and I'm sure we all will, when the curtains open, be right there as close to her lotus feet as possible and try to get, even just from a little distance, try and get some of the rays of mercy coming from her ever merciful, unlimitedly merciful lotus feet. So today it's our great good fortune to be here in the direct presence of Srimati Radharani, and today we should try to understand, as Srila Prabhupada is explaining here, we are all trying to become devotees. We're trying to advance in Krishna consciousness. We're trying to become pure devotees of Krishna. But we know that is not so easy. That's not so easy. We are coming. We've been living within this material world for a very long time. Too long. Too long a time. Material existence has become ingrained within our hearts very deeply. So deeply that we are called Nitya Badha, eternally conditioned. So conditioned, and conditioned for such a long time that you cannot say even that there was a beginning, let alone calculate when it was. You cannot even say that there was a beginning. Effectively, we understand that we are eternally conditioned. So, how deeply conditioned is that? Too deeply conditioned. What are our prospects for getting out of this material world by our own strength? There's no prospect. Basically, it doesn't exist. Lord Krishna explains in Bhagavad Gita, Daivihi Esha Gunamai Mama Maya Durachyaya, that this divine energy of mine, of the three modes of material nature, is very difficult to overcome. And he was speaking to Arjuna. Arjuna was very advanced. Arjuna was much more advanced than any of us, by far, quite in a different category altogether. Yet Lord Krishna is telling Arjuna that it's very difficult. It's extremely difficult. But then he says, Mamevaye prapadyante, mayametam tarantite, that if you surrender to me, then you can easily cross beyond this material nature. So we're trying to do that. Some of us have been trying for many years, 20 years in some cases, or more even. Actually, it may be, it's very likely, that some of us, or even perhaps all of us, have been trying for many lifetimes. Krishna consciousness, pure love of God, is not so cheap that one can expect it to easily come even in one lifetime. So, this goal that we have, to attain that goal, that is really something most extraordinary. For someone to achieve love of God is most rare, so rare that when Bhishma Dev was about to leave his body, and also Maharaj Parikshit, later on, he was also about to leave his body, and it was well known that these two persons, they're pure devotees of the Lord, they're going back to Godhead, there's no doubt. They're on that exalted level. So it was such an extraordinary thing that all the important people in the universe came, and even many people from the spiritual world came, just to see that here is someone going back to Godhead. So it's not, we shouldn't think that it's cheap, that I can come live in the temple or stay at home, wear tilak, sari, dhoti, chant Hare Krishna sometimes, and in this way just carry on, and then at the end of this life I'll go back to Godhead. Of course, we don't want to sound discouraging, but still we should understand very clearly that what we are trying for is the most exalted goal. Most exalted goal. And if we achieve it, that'll be the greatest good fortune. Just that we have the opportunity to try to achieve it, that already is practically incomparable good fortune. So amazing. But how are we to do it? We must do it. Within our minds, we must, within our hearts, we must have this desire that I want to serve. I want to become able to serve. I want to become qualified to serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead. I want to develop love for Him. But to do that, more often than not, we find ourselves stumbling as we walk on the path of devotional service. So, how to advance like this, how to achieve the goal? Actually, it can be done. Anyone can do it. Anyone can do it. But they have to know the secret. Secrets. There are a number of secrets. And you have to know those secrets. If you know those secrets,